local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on a Monday. Glad to have you here. We'll check in with Dr. Bill, get more on our forecast. Don't have a lot to tell you that's good this morning. It's already 79 at our studios, 80 in downtown Mobile. At least maybe some showers part of the mix today. Details coming up right after we check the ride in with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, possible light down at Lansdowne and Government Street. Also, you see two different accidents, same place. I-10 westbound between the 6 and 7 mile marker. First one was a two-vehicle accident. Second one occurred when a car hit a responding fire truck, about a mile delay. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by Azalea Coffee Service, serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties. For a free month of coffee service, call Wayne 675-9178. Tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Call 675-9178. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms with highs in the low to mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Right, 608, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane Kelly with our headlines in just a second. And yeah, reminder, Mobile Mornings powered by our friend Wayne at Azalea Coffee Service, serving Mobile, Baldwin, and Washington and Clark counties. And we upgraded our coffee game in a big, big way about a month and a half ago here. And Wayne wants to do the same thing for y'all. We now have a Keurig machine, the regular coffee machine. We have waters. We have tea. We have all. I mean, it's just like we went from zero to 100 here.
Even the jugs of water.
Yeah, that's right.
You can heat, get the hot water. I mean, it's been a life changer.
Yeah, it's a big game changer. Right now, they're offering a special deal that's going on this month, and I'm hoping he holds it through July as well. You get a free month of coffee service when you call our buddy Wayne at 675-9178. I know you don't have time to write that down, so just do this. Google the contact info for Azalea Coffee Service. Azalea Coffee Service. That's Wayne Biggs, 675-9178. And tell them you heard it right here at FM Talk 106.5. Or on the way, Dr. Bill, with a more in-depth weather discussion after another hot weekend. Here's what I'm getting for folks on the water. I saw a lot of y'all around Dolphin Island this weekend and over by Fort Morgan. How about this? If it's going to be hot, at least let the waves lay down. We have rough surf and hot weather. Dr. Bill will talk about the week ahead and thunderstorms in the mix as well. We'll do that in just a second. Now, Kelly with headlines, has President Trump on with Chuck Todd talking about Jeff Sessions.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In spite of the fact that former Senator Jeff Sessions was one of the first big names to back then-candidate Donald Trump when he was running to be commander-in-chief, Mr. Trump now says, quote, I would say if I had one do-over, it would be I would not have appointed Jeff Sessions to be attorney general. Trump says that, quote, according to Bloomberg, in a sit-down interview with NBC's Meet the Press, calling it his biggest mistake. As attorney general, Sessions recused himself from supervising the Justice Department's investigation of Russia interference in the 2016 election, which then led to the appointment of special counsel Robert Mueller. President Trump made it known immediately via numerous tweets as to his dissatisfaction to Sessions for recusing himself for more than a year until the attorney general resigned in 2018. Sessions, meantime, is reportedly considering a run for his old Senate seat, which is currently held by Senator Doug Jones. A prison guard finds herself on the other side of the law after being arrested twice in 1 month on drug-related charges. 52-year-old Regina Ann Bolar works at the Holman correctional facility. The Atmore native was arrested in Baldwin County near I-65 back on June 3rd and charged with driving under the influence of a controlled substance. That's according to court records. She was then booked into the Baldwin County Jail on a $1,000 bond and released June 4th. More recently, the correctional officer was arrested and charged with possession of a controlled substance this past Monday. The DOC confirms that she had been with the agency since 1990. Authorities are right now deciding the disciplinary action she now faces. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 612 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, it was President Trump on with Chuck Todd. And yeah, this is something that is maybe not specifically a brand of President Trump, but I can't imagine too many other presidents in my recent memory that would day in and day out go into the belly of the beast to whatever whatever network or whatever commentator they knew was going to be not exactly pitching them softballs, and do that with great regularity. And so President Trump goes in and talks with Chuck Todd, and he gets asked about things he regrets over his, the first term here, things he regrets. And yeah, it comes right home, like Kelly mentioned, to here in Mobile, state of Alabama.
I would say if I had one do-over, it would be I would not have appointed Jeff Sessions to be Attorney General.
Wow. And that is, of course, brings up the question with something you and I bounced around last week, with now Roy Moore in the mix for this Senate 2020 race, would this be enough to get Jeff Sessions to throw his hat in the ring for this run? You know, some people have wondered if there wouldn't be a call from on high, because, you know, President Trump has said, do not run to Roy Moore. Donald Trump Jr. has been making almost a second job of getting after Roy Moore on Twitter, and Roy Moore doesn't care. He's in. He said he's not opposing the president, which I didn't really understand that in the commentary the other day, but he is in, and people wonder maybe if they would call on Jeff Sessions to take up the reins and go for his old seat again. At least in what I heard from the president yesterday, it doesn't seem like he's in part trying to lift up Jeff Sessions. All right, 614 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 next.
Not everyone shops at the farmer's market, but those who want the freshest produce do. Those who want to eat with the seasons do. At Allegri Farm Market in Daphne, fresh means picked from the farm each day. Fresh produce, cheeses and butters, locally made casseroles, locally jarred goods, and so much more. Eat fresh, eat local, and enjoy the daily bounty of your local farmer. Allegri Farm Market, just off I-10 in Daphne on 181 and Highway 64. Allegri Farm Market. Eat well. You're worth it.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Facebook comment reportedly made by Mobile County's treasurer may draw a crowd at today's Mobile County Commission meeting. LGBT activists are planning to pack the meeting. Treasurer Phil Benson made the controversial remark while responding to a news article on Facebook about a cake maker who refused to bake a cake for a gender transition party. An investigation is underway to determine what caused a mobile home fire early Sunday morning on Odom Road. Citronelle Fire Rescue posted a video of the blaze on their Facebook page. While there was significant damage, no one was hurt in that fire. A car crashed into the Baldwin County Courthouse in Bay Minette Sunday morning. Bay Minette Police Chief Al Tolbert tells News 5 the car hit a yield sign, a pole, and the steps on the north side of the courthouse. No one was hurt. And distinguished young women competing for the national title this week will first compete for a different honor. The annual oyster eating competition is today from noon until 1 at Wenzel's Oyster House. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Papa speaking. Not really. This is Chuck Nylander with Harbor Communications, but I know what you want. You want a locally owned phone and internet provider that cares about you and delivers the best services for the best value. At Harbor, you're not just a number. You are part of our family of customers, and we care. Our friendly sales consultants will work with you to determine the best value products that are tailored to your needs. Take advantage of our spring into summer savings and get our iTalk VoIP phone handset for just $29.95 per month with no install fees. Additional term discounts may apply. Monthly phone service includes the phone handset, unlimited domestic long distance, auto attendant, replacement service, and a host of additional features. Best part, add or delete phones as you need on your account anytime. I encourage you to learn more about our spring into summer savings at harborcom.com. That's harborcom.com. At Harbor, it's always about the customer. Certain restrictions may apply. Taxes and fees not included.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Good morning, 617 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The one-loss knockout stage of the Women's World Cup began on Saturday with 16 teams left to battle it out for the title. On Saturday, Germany defeated Nigeria 3-0, and Norway eliminated Australia on penalty kicks after the teams finished regulation tied at one apiece. Yesterday, England beat Cameroon 3-0, and France eliminated Brazil 2-1. Today, Team USA has their first tough test of the tournament, and they take on Spain at 11 a.m. Then at 2 o'clock this afternoon, Sweden will play Canada. Tomorrow at 11 a.m., Italy will take on China. And then at 2, the Netherlands will face Japan. The quarterfinals begin on Thursday when Norway takes on England. Then on Friday, France will play either the Americans or Spain, whoever wins today's knockout round game. Tonight, the College World Series best of three finals begins, with the Vanderbilt Commodores facing the Michigan Wolverines in Omaha, Nebraska. Michigan routed Texas Tech 15-3 on Friday afternoon to lock down the first spot in the finals. The Wolverines will have a chance to win their first CWS title since they last won in 1962. Later Friday, Vanderbilt advanced on a 3-2 win over Louisville behind a two-run ninth-inning rally. The Commodores are headed to the finals for the second time since 2015, and they're looking for their first CWS title since winning it all back in 2014. First pitch in tonight's Game 1 is set for 6 p.m. on ESPN. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears fell to the Jackson Generals 9-1 yesterday after the Bay Bears picked up a couple come-from-behind wins on Friday and Saturday. On Friday, Mobile fell behind the Generals 7-2 but scored seven unanswered runs in the 5th through 8th innings to win 9-7. Then on Saturday, the Bay Bears scored five unanswered runs to beat the Generals 6-3. Tonight's the fifth and final game of the current homestand against Jackson. First pitch is at 6:35. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves beat the Washington Nationals 4-3 in 10 innings after Johan Camargo entered the game as a pinch hitter and hit a two-run shot to give the Braves a 4-2 lead.
And a high fly ball that's well hit deep right field. To the track goes Eaton, to the scoreboard, and it's gone! Pinch hit home run for Camargo!
With the win, the Braves took the three-game road series 2-1 and have now won their last five series in a row. With the Philadelphia Phillies losing to Miami yesterday 6-4, Atlanta now has a 6.5-game lead in the NL East. Around the rest of the league, the Chicago Cubs beat the New York Mets 5-3. Pittsburgh topped San Diego in extra innings 11-10. Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 7-5. The LA Dodgers beat Colorado 6-3. And Arizona got past San Francisco in extra innings 3-2. In the American League, Kansas City beat Milwaukee 6-1. Toronto also beat Boston 6-1. Tampa Bay defeated Oakland 8-2. Cleveland finished a three-game sweep over Detroit with an 8-3 win. Seattle crushed Baltimore 13-3. Houston ended a seven-game losing streak with a 9-4 win over the Yankees. Texas beat the Chicago White Sox 7-4. And the LA Angels defeated St. Louis 6-4. In NASCAR, Martin Truex Jr. held off Kyle Busch to win the Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma Raceway. Truex led the race three separate times for 59 of the 90 laps, including the final 24. It's his fourth win this season, his third win at Sonoma, and the 23rd win of Truex's career. Ryan Blaney finished third, more than 33 seconds behind Truex. Matt DiBenedetto finished a career-best fourth, and Denny Hamlin finished in fifth. On the PGA Tour, Chez Reavie dominated the Travelers Championship in Cromwell, Connecticut to win by four strokes. He finished at 17 under par, his first win in 11 years on the tour. 620 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Yeah.
Johnny's RV is now Johnny's premier boat and RV. The same trusted family-owned RV center that's been around for over 20 years offering Godfrey pontoon boats and hurricane deck boats. Now Johnny's is bigger than ever with hundreds of used RVs on the lot, over 50 that are under $10,000. Plus a full-time parts and service department to keep you on the road or in the water. Johnny's premier boat and RV Supercenter, Highway 90 in Theodore, just a mile west of I-10, exit 15A. Johnny's, home of the sweet deal.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms with highs in the low to mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, not working any new accidents. State troopers have got two. I-10 westbound between the 6 and 7 mile marker. First one was a two-vehicle accident. Second one hit the fire truck that was responding. They've got about a mile and a half delay now. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 622 FM Talk 106.5. You mentioned that light that lands down. That's by your hood, man.
Yeah, that's the light I leave to get on government on, and it was black. It was completely out this morning.
So you sat there for, what, 20 minutes or something?
I sat there all of maybe 2 seconds before I crossed the road. It was safe at that time.
Yeah, but you made your break for it?
I'm not sure what happened because the lights weren't even blinking. It was just completely out. So some kind of power outage in that area. But the rest of the lights around it, like at Knollwood and Government, that light's still running. So just the Lansdowne and Government one, got to be careful right there.
All right. Also watching that early morning crash, Kane just talked about I-10 westbound, 6 mile marker there at Grand Bay. Accident. Traffic is getting around it, but you're slowed down in that area. 6:23, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Great news. A man missing, considered to be endangered at one time by authorities, has now been found nearly 8 hours after going missing. According to the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, 44-year-old Terry Antonio Robinson was last seen Sunday, June 23rd, around 3:30 p.m. on Old Corey Field Road. Terry Antonio Robinson was located just after 10 p.m. Sunday night. A domestic dispute between siblings ends with one person stabbed. The victim did survive. He was rushed to a local hospital. Happened around 4:45 on Colonial Oaks Drive, just off Moffett Road, Saturday afternoon. Police say the victim was stabbed in the chest and his injuries are non-life-threatening. The victim nor the suspect, their names, have not yet been released. And Mobile police are working to identify the next of kin in a Sunday morning fatal crash on I-65 and Dauphin Street here in Mobile. Just before 8 a.m., authorities discovered the single vehicle crash involving a white vehicle which was traveling north on I-65. Here's what we know so far. The driver hit the center retaining wall and that vehicle rolled several times. The driver was ejected and pronounced dead. The investigation continues at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 625, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Morning segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. let's get the week started correctly here, right? It's a Monday. This is when people start things. Diets, exercise plans, whatever it is. And if part of your to-do list is getting rid of junk around the house, doing some summertime cleaning, bring in the pros. Bring in my buddy Trey and his crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You've probably seen their truck in your neighborhood or riding around town. What that truck is doing, it's going to people's houses, going to their business, going to storage units, and getting rid of junk. That stuff that's piled up, that's in your way, that you don't need, it's junk. Get rid of it and do it quickly with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Nice thing is they will make a specific appointment time, like give you a day and give you an hour of the day. And if y'all agree on that, then that's the appointment time. You meet up and they quote your price. If the price works for you, they get right to work and get the job done. Online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com and just pick up the phone. Give them a call at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, 626. Let's see here. This is a lady. This is going to give me. I'm reading the story from the New York Post. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm not. This is not me. I'm just a messenger here.
Sure.
Okay. But okay. According to a new study out, 1 in 3 women, ladies, say y'all have gone on a date with a guy that you weren't really interested in at all because you wanted a free meal.
No. I don't believe it.
This is from the New York Post. That at least according to their survey here, 33%. So a third. Of ladies, y'all have gone on a date mm-hmm. with no interest in dude, but you figure, man, you go out and get a nice dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, and ladies, from the text line, we can keep it private on the text line. I won't even out your name. Have you done that before? Did you go on a date with a guy that you had, you knew that this just was not going to work out? Now, there's a lot of people who go on dates with people that I'm not sure of, because that's the fun of dating, right? Mm-hmm. You don't know about them, and then you get to know them, you like them. But
that's the entire point, really.
Right. You get to go into it, and sometimes people have stories. They go into a date and they're like, there's no way I'm going to like this person. And then, they're great.
Right.
Okay. But in this case, ladies, you knew ahead of time that this was not going to happen. But you said yes, because I'm going to add something into it, because in the survey, they said a third had gone on a date with a guy to get a free meal. But what about like a concert or something like that? Ladies, just be honest. Did you ever go on something with no way you're going to date this dude, but you wanted to go out for the night?
And I know there's probably a lot of men out there in denial right now. I'm feeling just the odds are that's had to have happened to all of us at least once or twice.
Ladies, come on. We need y'all to be honest. Fess up on the text line, 343-0106. We'll be right back.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Police in Pensacola are searching for a man wanted for a homicide Sunday morning. Dredrick Reese is the suspect in the shooting death of Deal Haynes, who was killed on Trenton Drive. Police tell News 5 Reese and Haynes are related. We expect to learn today the name of the driver killed in a crash on Interstate 65 in Mobile. The crash happened Sunday morning around 8 in the northbound lanes near the Dolphin Street exit. The car hit the center wall and rolled several times before the driver was ejected. No other vehicles were involved in that crash. Distinguished young women competing for the national title this week will first compete for a different honor. The annual oyster eating competition is today from noon until 1 at Wenzel's Oyster House. The oyster eating competition is one of several events this week leading up to the Distinguished Young Women National Finals Saturday night. The preliminary rounds begin on Thursday. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
talking to my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscapes about poolscapes. What is a poolscape?
Essentially, the landscaping around a pool, not just plants or trees, shrubs, flowers. It really is the hardscape around it. Pavers, patios, walkways. If you need a wall around a poolscape, it really does help. Really, it's hot this time of year, so we're putting in lots of shade structures like pergolas or sail shades, not just palm trees to add shade, but, you know, physical structures. And then we do come in after that and add trees and shrubs and grass and flowers to soften all of that up and make it fit into the rest of the landscape.
But y'all are bringing in the physical structures as well, like the shade sails and the pergola.
It's a really important aspect of the work that we do, and we try to think of everything from the architecture of the house and what's going on, how you're going to use the space. It's just an important part of the program that we implement.
All right, we're going to make our pool literally and figuratively cooler. How do we get in touch with you?
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com. Any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, you can give us a call, 251-626-3309.
Tough talk from Iran this morning, says correspondent Frederick Plotkin in Tehran.
The senior advisor to President Hassan Rouhani saying America's claim to negotiate without preconditions is unacceptable while threats of sanctions continue. They say that to them, sanctions and war are part of the same coin, as they put it.
Additional sanctions on Iran expected to be announced today. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia, where he'll meet with the country's leaders to try to gain support for an international coalition against Iran.
This will be a further effort to ensure that their capacity not only to grow their economy but to evade sanctions becomes more and more difficult. And it'll be an important addition to our capacity to enforce sanctions against Iran.
The opposition has won control of Istanbul, Turkey. It's the largest city in the country for the first time in 25 years. El Dorado Resorts is buying Caesars in a cash and stock deal valued at $17.3 billion. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The Wall Street Journal says the U.S. is considering a requirement that next-generation 5G cellular technology for domestic use be made outside of China. The shift could force telecom giants like Nokia and Ericsson to move production outside of China in order to continue providing equipment to the U.S. The Trump administration in May declared a national emergency over threats on U.S. technology and blocked transactions that involve technology that poses an unacceptable risk to the national security of the United States. The outcome of two meetings in Japan this week will help determine whether Fiat Chrysler and Renault revive plans for their $40 billion merger. Fiat Chrysler withdrew its offer for Renault earlier this month after the French government sought more time to ensure that Renault's longtime alliance partner Nissan was on board with the deal. Crude oil up 44 cents at $57.87 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open after stocks closed lower on Friday. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so it was a combination this weekend, I can tell you, down the coast of rough seas and extremely hot weather. Usually, if it'll get really, really hot, it'll at least be calm in the Gulf, but it was a combo deal this weekend that was pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah, and you know, we didn't set any records as far as temperatures concerned. We had a high of 92 on Saturday, and we reached 93 yesterday. That's way far away from any record, but the humidity was so high. You know, I think it was Friday morning, we had a low temperature of 82. Did a little better yesterday. We had a low of 77. But we've been keeping those really warm temperatures at night and the high humidity. That's going to stay with us. We may see a little bit of a break on Wednesday, but it'll be back again Thursday and Friday. At the moment, we've got some thunderstorm activity over the southern portion of Mississippi. In fact, there's even a line of showers through Hattiesburg extending down to Lake Pontchartrain. This activity was due to an upper air disturbance that had moved through the area. It's gradually decreasing, but what's going to happen a little later this morning and this afternoon, that will set off some more showers and thunderstorms across perhaps our area and during the afternoon hours. And so that should provide some temporary relief from the heat. But we are looking for a high today of about 92 degrees with the chance of some thunderstorm activity, either some maybe late this morning and certainly this afternoon. The heat index today, most likely up around 102, 103. Yesterday, got to 105. Now, tonight, there's a possibility of a few evening showers or thunder showers around. The low tonight will be at least into the mid-70s. And then tomorrow will be partly cloudy, just isolated thunderstorms. And we'll see a high tomorrow of 93, perhaps 94 degrees. And that'll push the heat index tomorrow up to around 105 or possibly higher. Looking ahead to the rest of the week for Wednesday and Thursday, just isolated thunderstorms. Highs will be in the low to mid-90s. Friday, a little better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms. High will be in the low 90s. Then over the weekend, still humid, but a decent chance for some afternoon thunderstorm activity both days. And the high temperatures over the weekend will be around 90 degrees.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? You watching anything there?
Yeah, right now it's fairly quiet. As we look across the Gulf, conditions look good. There are a lot of clouds and a few showers over the eastern Caribbean. Nothing organized there. And still way out over the eastern Atlantic, we have quite a bit of cloud cover, but nothing in the way of any organization. So we're looking pretty good at the moment.
All right. And just to wrap up, so a better chance of showers this afternoon than we've had for a few days?
Yeah, I think we definitely see a better chance, helped out by these showers now that are sort of coming across the southern portion of Mississippi. And then tomorrow, just isolated thunderstorms.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert. I've got a PhD in it. He's watching the tropics all hurricane season long and giving you your forecast exclusively year-round and all throughout the day right here at FM Talk 106.5. We'll check traffic coming up next.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning from the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. Now working accidents at DIP and Sigler Avenue. Also got two clearing I-10 westbound between McDonald Road and Grand Bay Wilmer Road and a vehicle fire on 43 just south of Steel Drive in the middle of the median. It's the ultimate summer recess. June is Teacher Appreciation Month at the Battle House Hotel and Spa. Teachers kick off your summer with 20% off any 50-minute service or longer. Call 338-5700. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. I'm Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Kelly's got her headlines in just a second. I want to add this one to the mix. And people say, well, Sullivan, you're piling on. And they would be right. And I've been piling on for a decade about this because this is, and so everybody duly noted, full transparency, this is one of my pet peeves. This is one of my goals as a homeboy down here that I find unacceptable, and I push and I push and I push. This is my one of my big environmental deals. keeping our water clean. Mm-hmm. And you know what I've seen over the decade? I'm very happy. It's not that I think I've done it. I think just most people have come to this realization on their own. There's more and more people on this page. Enough is enough with the... Here's a story from John Sharp. He's talking about a memo that came out from Fairhope. Fairhope Public Beach. Well, warning here, y'all. This came out on Friday. Health advisory for the waters of Fairhope Public Beach there on Mobile Bay. After two recent tests indicated swimming water quality was poor, according to the release, the Enterococcus bacteria levels, that's the stuff that comes from... were higher than the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency thresholds, and the retesting should continue until levels fall below the government threshold. High counts of the bacteria indicate the possibility exists that other disease-causing germs could be present in the water. Bacteria are inhabitants of humans and other warm-blooded animals. Okay. It's a nice way to bacteria concentrations in recreational waters can increase during the immediately after rainstorms due to overflowing sewage collection, stormwater runoff, malfunctioning septic systems, and agricultural runoff. By the way, septic systems don't get out of this either. You know, when I was, you know, we talked about it with Rob on Thursday, and I'm glad, you know, one of the things I pushed real hard for with a few dollars we got from BP is to use that money to fix sewage systems. Other part of the story is all the places along our waterways that are on septic. And maybe, just maybe, some of that money could be used, whatever's left, and spend it all BP money, to incentivize in a private way. Private landowners would get some kind of tax abatement or a voucher or something to help. You know, if there are enough of those people got those vouchers, they could pay it towards a sewer system to get hooked up to a sewer system and get off septic, because those septics are doing what they're supposed to do. They're leaching out, but when you're on the water and there's a house every 50 or 100 feet, we got to protect. This is why we live here. It's why it's great to live here. I'm just bothered every time I see they shut down an area for swimming because of stuff in the water.
Right.
I'm just not okay with it.
See, you're dancing around saying the word to tell everybody what exactly is in their water. And I think most people understand what you're saying. I'm picking up what you're putting down. Unfortunately, the waterways around here are picking up what we're all putting down.
That's right.
That's the bad thing.
Poop in the water.
That's what you're saying.
So this is specific to Fairhope, but it's just unacceptable. I'm so tired of these. And on a year where we get a real rainy summer, these things are like ding, 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 all over. So, anyway. All right, rant over, headlines now with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you have a new baby in the house, there's a recall in effect right now involving formula sold only at Walmart because of the potential presence of, quote, metal foreign matter in a single lot of the product. The recall affects a single lot of the Parents' Choice Advantage infant formula milk-based powder with iron. So a single lot is 23,388 containers of the 35-ounce, 992-gram container. The voluntary recall was made out of an abundance of caution and made in consultation with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Perigio makes a formula, and they say if you purchase the product, be sure to look on the bottom of the package for the lot code C26EVFV and the use-by date of February 26, 2021. Or if you purchased it on Walmart's website, the product is billed as, quote, complete nutrition for a baby's first year and sells for $19.98. Either way, you're encouraged to stop using the formula if you have it and take it back to Walmart for a full refund. Sad news to report, as over the weekend we lost another Tuskegee Airman. World War II pilot Lieutenant Colonel Robert Friend was one of the last original members. He died at the age of 99 last Friday. He was born in South Carolina on 1920's Leap Day. Friend flew 142 combat missions in World War II as part of the elite group of fighter pilots trained at Alabama's Tuskegee Institute. During his 28-year Air Force career, he served in the Korean and Vietnam Wars. The Lieutenant Colonel also worked on space launch vehicles and was the Foreign Technology Program Director before retiring as Lieutenant Colonel and forming his own aerospace company. Lieutenant Colonel Robert Friend was 99 years old. Our nation is grateful for his service. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Old Time Feed has a safe and effective solution to your mosquito problem without dangerous chemicals. Old Time Feed's customers have raved about the Spartan Mosquito Eradicator, the all-natural, incredibly effective, and easy mosquito kit invented by a Mississippian who knows about the Gulf Coast mosquito problem. Simply fill two traps that attracts the female biting mosquito and hang in two corners of your yard. She drinks the yeast solution and dies. Lasts 90 days too. Say bye-bye mosquitoes. Get it for the best price at Old Time Feed in Fairhope.
Welcome to Professional Collision, ma'am.
Well, hi there, young man. You know you remind me of my grandson.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, you shouldn't. He's the little nincompoop who scratched up my pretty little car. Can you fix this, or are you a nincompoop too?
Not a nincompoop, ma'am. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Facebook comment reportedly made by Mobile County's treasurer may draw a crowd at today's Mobile County Commission meeting. LGBT activists are planning to pack the meeting. Treasurer Phil Benson made the controversial remark while responding to a news article on Facebook about a cake maker who refused to bake a cake for a gender transition party. An investigation is underway to determine what caused a mobile home fire early Sunday morning on Odom Road. Citronelle Fire Rescue posted a video of the blaze on their Facebook page. While there was significant damage, no one was hurt in that fire. A car crashed into the Baldwin County Courthouse in Bay Minette Sunday morning. Bay Minette Police Chief Al Tolbert tells News 5 the car hit a yield sign, a pole, and the steps on the north side of the courthouse. No one was hurt. And distinguished young women competing for the national title this week will first compete for a different honor. The annual oyster eating competition is today from noon until 1 at Wenzel's Oyster House. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
The USA takes on Spain today in the Women's World Cup. Vanderbilt will face Michigan in the College World Series final, and the Atlanta Braves take a commanding division lead in the National League East. It's 6:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The one-loss knockout stage of the Women's World Cup began on Saturday, with 16 teams left to battle it out for the title. On Saturday, Germany defeated Nigeria 3-0, and Norway eliminated Australia on penalty kicks after the teams finished regulation tied at 1. Yesterday, England beat Cameroon 3-0, and France eliminated Brazil 2-1. Today, Team USA has their first tough test of the tournament when they take on Spain at 11 a.m. Then at 2 o'clock, Sweden will play Canada. Tomorrow at 11 a.m., Italy will take on China. And then at 2 to wrap up the knockout stage, the Netherlands will face Japan. The quarterfinals begin on Thursday when Norway takes on England. Then Friday, France will play either the Americans or Spain, whoever wins today's knockout round game. Tonight, the College World Series best of three finals begins with the Vanderbilt Commodores facing the Michigan Wolverines in Omaha, Nebraska. Michigan routed Texas Tech 15-3 on Friday afternoon to lock down the first spot in the finals. The Wolverines will have a chance to win their first CWS title since they last won in 1962. Later Friday, Vanderbilt advanced on a 3-2 win over Louisville behind a two-run ninth-inning rally. The Commodores are headed to the finals for the second time since 2015, and they're looking for their first CWS title since winning it all back in 2014. First pitch in tonight's Game 1 is set for 6 p.m. on ESPN. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears fell to the Jackson Generals 9-1 yesterday after the Bay Bears picked up a couple come-from-behind wins on Friday and Saturday. On Friday, Mobile fell behind the Generals 7-2, but scored 7 unanswered runs in the 5th through 8th innings to win 9-7. Then on Saturday, the Bay Bears scored 5 unanswered runs to beat the Generals 6-3. Tonight's the 5th and final game of the current homestand against Jackson. First pitch is set for 6:35. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves beat the Washington Nationals 4-3 in 10 innings yesterday after Johan Camargo entered the game as a pinch hitter and hit a two-run shot that gave the Braves a 4-2 lead.
And a high fly ball that's well hit deep right field. To the track goes Eaton, to the scoreboard, and it's gone! Pinch hit home run for Camargo!
With that win, the Braves took the three-game road series 2-1 and have now won their last 5 series in a row. With the Philadelphia Phillies losing to Miami yesterday 6-4, Atlanta now has a 6.5-game lead in the NL East. Around the rest of the league, the Chicago Cubs beat the New York Mets 5-3. Pittsburgh topped San Diego in extra innings 11-10. Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 7-5. The LA Dodgers beat Colorado 6-3. And Arizona got past San Francisco in extra innings 3-2. In the American League, Kansas City beat Milwaukee 6-1. Toronto also beat Boston 6-1. Tampa Bay defeated Oakland 8-2. Cleveland finished a three-game sweep over Detroit with an 8-3 win. Seattle crushed Baltimore 13-3. Houston ended a seven-game losing streak with a 9-4 win over the Yankees. Texas beat the Chicago White Sox 7-4. And the LA Angels defeated St. Louis 6-4. In NASCAR, Martin Truex Jr. held off Kyle Busch to win the Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma Raceway. Truex led the race three separate times for 59 of 90 laps, including the final 24. It's his fourth win this season, his third win at Sonoma, and the 23rd win of Truex's career. Ryan Blaney finished third, more than 33 seconds behind Truex. Matt DiBenedetto finished a career-best fourth, and Denny Hamlin finished fifth. And on the PGA Tour, Ches Reavie dominated the Travelers Championship in Cromwell, Connecticut for his first win on the tour since the 2008 RBC Canadian Open. Reavie shot a final round 69 to finish at 17 under, four shots ahead of second-place finishers Zach Sucker and Keegan Bradley. 6:51 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
And they have that section of Florida. It is open. It's not pretty. It's not pretty, but it is open. I was right by there last night, and you can cruise on in and go straight into Butch Cassidy's from either way, from Dolphin or from Old Shell.
Yeah, it's such great news to have that roadway shut down for so long.
It's been ridiculous.
Nothing but glad to see that it's open now.
6:51. Be right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the Pitsitsugs Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. New accident southbound 65 between 45 and Moffitt Road. Also, have got another one in the final clearing stages at TIP and Sigler Avenue and I-10 westbound between McDonald Road and Grand Bay Wilmer Road. This Saturday night at Mobile International Speedway, they welcome back the fastest cars in the South, the Wing Sprint Cars. You'll also see the Outlaws, Modified, Sportsman, and Pure Stock. Still just $10 at the gate, 12 and under free. See them at mobilespeedway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This news update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market. This week, enjoy homegrown tomatoes, sweet silver king corn, cantaloupes, okra, and more. Excellent products and fair prices in Daphne on Highway 181. Allegri Farm Market, you're worth it.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms with highs in the low to mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
What is all this?
My new hobby, beach fishing. Hand me one of those gummy wormy thingies. I'm not leaving until I catch something fabulous and suitable for framing.
You don't actually frame a fish, you mount a fish.
You're not the boss of me.
Let me at least put some SPF 45 on you.
I'm already covered with SPF Jack Green.
Okay, I'll bite.
SPF is my stuff protection factor.
Stuff protection?
Jack Green has been in the insurance business over 30 years, and he protects all my stuff. My luxury vehicle, Reinhold's new truck, the condo. Maybe he'll insure my catch of the day.
I don't think he covers fish.
Oh, my! I've hooked something big.
I think you hooked someone.
Oh, dear.
You got that liability umbrella, right?
You betcha.
It's good.
I think I'm gonna need it.
Call Jack Green today. See how much money he can save you.
And still protect all your stuff. Ask for Jack.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile. 344-5393.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In case you missed it, a couple of news headlines from over the weekend. An early morning house fire destroys a Citronelle home. Around 2 a.m., firefighters responded to a mobile home on Odom Road on June 23rd. When they arrived, that home was fully engulfed. Thankfully, no injuries to report in this one, but the home has been deemed a total loss. And across the bay in Baldwin County, a car slams into the courthouse. Thankfully, no injuries involved in this one either, as the courthouse is closed on the weekend. The police chief there says no charges will be filed against the driver, as this is being called an accident. What we do know is the driver hit a light pole and a few bricks on the courthouse were knocked loose. The damage is not considered to be serious. The identity of the driver has not yet been released. And if you and your family are looking for something fun to do and beat the heat as well, you need to head to the Spanish Fort Public Library tonight. Mondays is known as Family Movie Night at the library. According to the library, they are featuring some fantastic space-themed favorites that you might have forgotten about. They are encouraging you to join them for a night of fun for kids and adults. Just bring your own snacks and join them from 4 to 6 p.m. And if you have questions, you can call 251-410-7323. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you. Kelly, 655, FM Talk 106.5. Beep. Probably anticlimactic for me to tell you another hot one today. High today around 92 degrees. Heat indices pushing 100 or better. That is before the showers get here. Pretty good line of thunderstorms in Mississippi has formed up. It is heading our way. It may fade out a little bit and then reform this afternoon. Details from Dr. Bill coming at around about 7:35. So he'll have a full discussion 7:35 and a look at the tropics as well. All right. This is a start of a work week. It's also the start for Mobile County Commission meeting. I think they meet at 10 this morning. And up for discussion, we get hung up on things in this city that there'll be so many other things going on. I'm not saying that it's not worthwhile discussion going on here, but I mean, there's so many other things to government, and we seem to get, whether it's Mobile City Council and Mayor in Fairhope, Mobile County Commission. I mean, I don't think many groups are immune from this, but I think the dominant, at least what's it seems like the dominant subject at the County Commission meeting today is going to be comments made by Mobile County Treasurer Phil Benson. There'll be protests from LGBTQ activists at today's County Commission meeting starting at 10. Of course, how many people can come out? We've often said that when these meetings are like on a work day during work time. But that'll be going on. We'll talk more about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. I've got the questions not being asked by anybody in this.
Of course you do.
Why do we have a treasurer for Mobile County? Do we need a but that's not the popular question. All right, hour number two on the way. News is next.